Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Okay, I like this. I like how we take a poll of our audience compared to the actual people who've been polled to see if it matches up.
Because a lot of these studies, in fact, every study that I bring to the family, I don't believe it. I'm like, surely this cannot be true.
Now, it's funny because you asked me my leisure activity and then I flipped over to see what we were doing for Polls Apart today and I was like, what?
No, this can't be
true. This can't be true.
All right. The Australian Council for Arts has released a summary of new research into Australian book reading habits, which reveals Australians rank reading as their favourite leisure activity. How crazy is that?
I do like how it says that they still prefer a printed book in their hands. Now, I agree.
Yeah.
So I am in a book club.
Yeah, okay? This should be right up your alley.
Well, but the thing is, we've got like 2 months to read the book. And I need that because I don't have a lot of spare time to sit. Because I will like knit while I watch a show or I'll paint while I watch a show. Multitask. But reading is like so, and I need to be focused.
You do, definitely. Even background noise. You're like, no, I didn't.
No.
Like, what was that part I just read?
Do you
what
do
happened
well,
to Sally?
Like, I'll be reading.
Yeah.
And then like a couple minutes later, I'm like, hang on, I'm not paying attention to what I'm reading.
Yeah,
and I need to go back and start again.
Happens to me all the time.
Glad it's not just me.
So today for Polls Apart, I want to hear from you. Send us a text. 0429 985 985. I'm going to compare the stats, but the big question is, how many hours a week do you spend reading a book? I couldn't believe what the stats
well,
reveal.
The average is. Okay, so yeah, 0429 985 985. Text through how many hours a week you read.
I will say, though, some interesting stats that came with it. We like mysteries and thrillers the best.
Yes.
So crime, mystery, thriller, all that kind of stuff.
I have a real specific like,
type of
book that I like to read.
Is it so, in that genre?
It would be like comedy crime, maybe?
Comedy
romance?
Crime?
Yeah, so I read this, there's this author, right?
I stole something.
let me explain.
Isn't this funny?
There's an author called Janet Ivanovich, right?
Okay.
And she's written this series where I think it's up to like 23 or 24, maybe even more. So I've read all of them.
Wow.
But
you are a reader.
Yeah, so it follows this one character,
and
she's a bond enforcement officer, but she's really bad at it. So funny things happen, but you also have to figure out the crime. Do you know what I'm saying?
That doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah, like it's a light read, really funny.
But yeah, light read, 24 books. Yeah, light read. Yeah.
Well, no, you're taking one. Like it's probably taken me like 5 years to read.
Okay.
The whole, she releases one almost every year.
Oh, good on her. Is it stopped? Is it finished?
No,
or
it's still going.
Oh, the
I reckon there'll be a lot of people who read Janet Ivanovich. She's pretty
popular.
All right,
well, text through right now, 0429 985 985. A quick poll. How many hours a week do you spend reading a book? Would love to hear from you. And then we'll compare it to the actual study.
So hardly anyone's texted in about reading.
I know.
Maybe we don't read.
That's what I thought. 92% consider themselves readers.
Where are you, readers?
Right?
They're reading. That's what they're doing.
Now, I've also got some worldwide info when it comes to what countries read the most. And this is just books. So we're not talking going on Facebook and reading articles and magazines.
Yeah.
This is just books alone. Number one country reading the most, India.
Oh, really?
Yep. Followed then by Thailand.
Yeah.
Then China, Philippines, and then Egypt. We didn't even make the list.
No. So I was just like, wow, that's not what I expected. I thought it'd be like the Netherlands, you know, how like their schools are ranked.
Oh,
like the
right
best
up
in the
there.
World
yeah,
and,
of course.
And Switzerland
readers are leaders,
Sweden,
as mum would say.
Yeah, well, that's what I would have thought, but.
No, completely through everything I learned. But get in touch, 0429 985 985. I'm going to compare the results coming up next, but we need to know, how many hours a week do you spend reading a book for you, Beck?
One? It depends if I am actually reading a book because I haven't, because this also says that we like to have it in our hands, right?
Yeah.
So for book club, the book we're reading this time, I can't get a physical copy.
Oh, so you have to read off a tablet or something.
Yeah, but I didn't know. So the library has an app, right?
Yeah.
Where you can read the books, but you still have to wait if only one person at a time can still read that book.
What?
Yes, even though it's online. So
what?
At the moment, like if I had that book, I would say I'd be reading like 3 hours a week. But I don't have the book right now.
That is so weird.
Oh, I couldn't believe it because I was like, why can't I read it? And then my other book club friends were like, oh no, you still have to wait in a list whilst you're using the app.
That there is something completely wrong with that.
I know.
That is, in this day and age,
maybe it's
wow.
like licenses. Like, they don't have certain licenses.
Yeah, they can
or
only. But still.
But anyway, it felt weird. I was like, this is online. I shouldn't have to wait in a line. Okay, so I forgot my maths.
It's all been.
I'm trying to work out the average of what people listen to. Read a book, sorry.
Right, okay.
So I've written down how many people read for a certain amount of time, and I can't figure out how to do the average.
All right, well, while you figure that out,
I will
read it.
Completely blanked.
Okay. So, if we've got all the numbers there.
So, one person reads 0.5, one reads 1, you know, stuff like that.
Yep.
What's the average?
So, we tally them all up. No, because then you'd go.
Because I added them all up and then divided by the number of texters, but that's not correct.
All right, we're going to need another song to make sure that these stats are correct.
Sorry, everybody.
A lot of people, I am shocked, okay, at how many people are reading, like this text here. Pre-kids, I would easily have read 25 to 30 hours per week.
Yeah, well, if you're in a good book, you would read like 3 hours a night at least.
25 to 30?
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, I would love to be there.
And e-books do count. Yeah, electronic books count.
Miren, thank you so much for that there. Another text here, 3 to 8 hours per week, 7 hours minimum per week, 7 to 10 hours minimum per week.
My daughter Gwyneth texts me.
Yeah.
She reckons she reads about 8 hours a week.
Wow.
Yeah, or she read every night she reads.
That's incredible.
And sometimes I'm like, you need to stop reading and eat your breakfast.
That's like my sister. Yeah. She would hide in the toilet. And just read.
Same.
Exactly the same?
Yep.
It was so annoying for me because I would have to do all the jobs. Because Mum would be like, wait, where's your sister? And I'm like, she's in the toilet. She's like, oh, okay. I'm like, no, she's reading.
She's not actually going to the toilet.
No one spends 4 hours a day in the toilet.
When you have a family of nine, you've got to.
You just hide.
You've got to hide somewhere.
A lot of things coming through. I will reveal, okay, on average, this is according to the Australian Council for Arts. This is the massive survey, not our own survey yet. But on average, we read more than 3 books per month and we spend 5 hours a week reading.
Okay, so now I've got to figure out what the average for our listeners is.
And we'll come back and figure out whether
they're the same. I apologize that I forgot how to work out the average.
Well, we both did because I looked down and I was like, there are so many numbers there.
We figured out our math.
We've done the math. We've crunch the numbers.
I just have to say, I did have it right, and thank you to Jill, who also said you had it right, Beck, where you add them all up, then divide it. I just forgot to press something on my calculator.
The divide button. But the results, I'm actually shocked, because I thought 5 hours a week of reading, on average, was a lot.
Yeah, so did I.
Especially with, you know, all the streaming services now, people just tend to, and I'm including myself in this.
Well, because when you think about it, you only have to do maybe, like, 2 hours a couple of times a week, and then you would hit the average.
True.
So it's not much.
I've always wanted to be a reader. I just...
You can do it. Bored. I believe in you. You'll be, like, middle of the night, feeding the baby. You can read your book.
Oh, no. If anything, it's going to decline more than what it currently is, and it's not a lot.
So,
the average
of our listeners
is... Because I don't
have
the button
ready.
Okay.
Yeah, go.
Okay. 6.5.
Which is above average. Well done, everybody.
Yeah, that's really, really good.
Yeah.
We might be on par with Egypt. Well done, Australia.
Good job, Australia.
We did great.
You're a nation of readers.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.